Hello, this is Susan from Viva Live Music. Wow, wasn't the Royal Wedding fabulous yesterday? I think it's really interesting how the media has just focused on the dress, which there's no doubt about it, it was beautiful, and Catherine looked absolutely gorgeous in it. But the ceremony was absolutely superb. There are people that were interviewed after the event that had attended the wedding ceremony. And they were trying to talk about the impact of walking into the cathedral, into the abbey, and seeing all of the flowers and the trees, and then the music and singing Jerusalem and all of these other fabulous hymns that they chose. But they were stopped, and the interviewers kept saying, "Well, what was the dress like?" Now let's step back from the dress and think about the whole ceremony. First of all, there were the fanfares when the Queen arrived, when Catherine arrived with her father, but also the music even before the ceremony started. It was all programmed in, mainly the organ, but I think some of it was orchestral as well. And then, as Catherine and her father walked up the aisle, it was "I Was Glad," that absolutely wonderful anthem. That takes sufficient time to walk up the aisle all the way up to the high altar. Now, all of the people that were in the abbey would not have been able to see the perfect view that we were able to see on the television, but they were able to take in the atmosphere of that fabulous anthem and that procession of her walking up the aisle and that celebration of a future queen arriving at her wedding. Throughout the whole ceremony, there were some wonderful pieces of music, not only the hymns that were rousing, and I understand that there were about 500,000 people outside the abbey on the Mall and in Hyde Park singing Jerusalem with everyone else, something that I only heard today from somebody commenting on that. Because everybody in the media was just so interested in the dress. But also, think of the anthem, the Blessed Sirens, during the signing of the register. Then the fanfare as Catherine and William came to walk down the aisle, and that fabulous Walton piece. This wasn't a recording, this wasn't a film with a backtrack, these were live musicians. Now I'm hoping that in time that I will be able to interview somebody that I was actually playing at the wedding. But in the meantime, I think that we should really celebrate music from Britain and the composers and the absolutely wonderful musicians that were performing there, and also the military bands that were playing before and afterwards. Not only entertaining the people outside, the crowds outside in the Mall, there were musicians playing in Green Park, but also the heralds that were doing the fanfares. So well done, Britain.